So we talked about QR codes the other day when you go to a restaurant and there's no longer menus and they say scan the QR code.
Yeah, it's usually already at your table in a little piece of Lucite.
But the problem I had last weekend is I went to scan and they were taped to the table, but the tape wasn't like really good. So I really couldn't get a shot. I had to go to another table, shoot the QR code to get that one. But now they are saying, watch out, because some of these could be scams.
So you hit the QR code and something comes up.
That's not the menu. So, for example, now they have parking QR codes for your car. So you go up to park your car, you scan the QR code, and then you pay for the parking spot. So what people are doing now are putting stickers on top of that QR code to another QR code that goes to another website that charges your credit card.
Oh, man, what?
Yeah, so we thought QR codes were the cool thing of the future, but they're so easy to scam somebody with.
To replicate, yeah. That's good to know because, yeah, we did think that QR code was the sort of the solution to any of those types of scams. That's fucked up. I have to tell you, the last restaurant that I went to that they didn't do a QR code anymore. Now what they do is they give you, I guess they've had these problems. Now they just give you the link to the website, like that you just, you know, you go to their website of the restaurant and then you order what you want. Either you can order it there and then you could tell them what table you're at, or the waitress comes over and you just talk to them. You know what I mean? But now they're doing it off a website instead of the QR codes.
Oh, okay. So, but yeah, watch out for QR codes now if you are paying with something or you're getting a reservation or whatever, because it could take you to any website, anywhere. And all right, it could scam you.
Thank you. This is like it's like public service announcement time.
Right. So this happened in December in San Antonio, where somebody went and put barcodes and QR codes on top of other QR codes, and they scammed people out of millions before they even caught on to it.
Whoa.
Because can you imagine? You scan the QR code, you pay for the parking, then you get a parking ticket.
Right.
And you say, dude, I paid. Look. And they say, I don't know what that is.